Jezebel. After Jehu killed the two kings, he went back to Jezreel to find Jezebel. She knew he was coming, so she put on makeup, brushed her hair, and sat next to her second floor window. When he arrived, she called down to him,
"Why are you here? To keep killing people who are better than you?"
He looked up at her and then yelled, "Is anyone up there that's on my side?" Some men who worked for the queen looked down from the window. Jehu yelled, "Throw her out of the window!" They picked up Jezebel and threw her out of the window. She fell to the ground, splattering blood on the wall. Jehu rode his chariot over her several times. He then went inside to get something to eat. After the meal, he said, "Well, I guess we should bury her. After all, she is a queen." He sent some men out to take care of this, but they could only find her skull, feet, and the palms of her hands. They told Jehu, and he said, "God spoke through Elijah when he said, 'Dogs will eat Jezebel at Naboth's field, and she will be fertilizer.'" Jehu then sent a message to the elders of Samaria, "Your city walls are strong, and you have plenty of horses, chariots, and weapons. The 70 sons of Ahab live under your protection. Therefore, select one to be your king and prepare for battle." The elders were terrified when they got this letter. They sent him a message saying, "We don't want to make any of the sons of Ahab our king. We're your servants, and we'll do whatever you say." He sent a message back to them, "If that's true, put the heads of the 70 sons in baskets and send them to me." So the 70 sons of Ahab were killed, and their heads were sent to Jehu. He then made sure no other relatives of Ahab was still alive. Once all this was done, Jehu made an announcement in Samaria. He said, "Ahab served Baal a little, but I'm totally dedicated to him. Therefore, I'm having a great sacrifice to Baal. All the true worshipers of Baal are to be there. I'll kill anyone who misses this meeting." This announcement was made all across Israel. Baal worshippers came from every part of the nation. They filled up the temple of Baal. No one was missing. Jehu said, "Look around. See if there's any servants of the Lord with us. If you see one, throw him out immediately. Only servants of Baal are welcome here." Once this was done, the people started making their burnt offerings. Jehu went outside and said to his men, "Go in and kill everyone. If anyone escapes, you'll give your life for his." So the men went in and killed everyone. They then tore down the temple of Baal and made it into a large toilet. The Lord said, "You have followed my instructions with enthusiasm. Therefore, your sons will be king of Israel for 4 generations. So Jehu reigned over Israel for 28 years.